The Marquess of Montrose encamped his army just north of Selkirk, taking up a defensive position with high ground to the north and the River Ettrick to the south. Accompanied by his officers, Montrose spent the night in town, favouring more comfortable lodgings. But this proved to be a costly mistake, as the stalking Covenanters were not far behind. As General Leslie took advantage of the thick mist which had descended upon the area, he advanced undetected towards Montrose's army, who were sleeping soundly. As if from nowhere, Leslie's Covenanters swiftly attacked, but were beaten back by the Royalists who'd taken up defensive positions in the hedgerows. Montrose only realised the attack was underway when he heard the sound of gunfire and shouting from across the river. Separated from his ambushed foot soldiers, he gathered his cavalry and sped to the scene. Now close your eyes and try to imagine a rather different scene to that of today. Your ears would have rung to the deafening crash of broadswords and the pounding of horses' hooves. The thunderous crack of musket fire would have fought with the screams of the wounded and dying, and the sulphurous odour of gunpowder would have grappled with the stench of mud, blood, and sweat. Welcome to 1645 and the Battle of Philiphaugh. A bloody massacre was now underway. Montrose and his army fought tirelessly against a second wave of attack, but unknown to them, 2,000 horsemen from Leslie's cavalry had skirted around Howden Hill and began attacking the Royalists from the rear. Montrose's troops were now trapped and in total disarray. The cavalry fled, abandoning the surrounded foot soldiers. Some managed to fight their way out, leaving behind the Irish contingent who were promised their freedom if they surrendered. Seeing the battle was lost, Montrose was forced to retreat over the hills towards Traquair. With him went the fortunes of the Royalist cause in Scotland. As Montrose sped across Minch Moor, his worst fears of the zealous extremes of the Presbyterian ministers were being realised. The hundreds of Irish soldiers who'd surrendered were not to be spared at all, but were brutally massacred along with the camp's followers. The remaining prisoners and a horde of women and children were then driven towards Newark Castle and wiped out in a field since known as Slain Men's Lee.